Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nikki. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling to file for unemployment.
Okay, you was calling to file a claim. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I'd be more than happy to assist you with that. First, can I please have your social so I can be able to take a look at your account for you?
420-47-6999.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be 420-47-6999. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
Is this going to be your first time filing?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your first name?
Kaylin, C-A-Y-L-I-N.
And what is your middle initial?
E.
And what is your last name?
Pritchett, P-R-I-T-C-H-E-T-T.
Okay, that's going to be Kaylin E. Pritchett. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, that's right.
And what is your date of birth?
09-19-1997.
That's going to be September 19, 1997. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
The what?
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Graduated 12th grade.
Okay, thank you. And what is your mother's maiden name?
Angela.
Okay, you said Angela, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your driver's license state and the number?
The state and the number?
Yes, ma'am.
The state is Alabama. Hold on, let me get the number for you.
Yes, ma'am.
One 004-9317.
That's 004-9317.
1004-9317.
Okay, that's gonna be 1004-9317.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I do apologize about that. Did you want your benefits card on direct deposit or to the benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Do you want that going to your checking or your savings?
My checking.
And what is your routing number?
I'll take it. You need routing and account number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, give me 1 second, going to it. Okay, my routing number is 26227-5958.
That's 26227-5958, is that correct?
No, 26227-5958, that's what you got?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me see.
And what is your account number?
11-00-00-55-454-55.
That's 11-00-00-554-5455. Is that correct?
How many zeros do you have?
a total of 4.
So it'd be 5.
Okay, let me add 1 more 0. I do apologize about that. And once again, that's going to be 1150554 5455. Is that correct?
5545455.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, thank you. And what is your mailing address?
209 Carver Drive, Carver Drive.
In what city and state?
Troy, Alabama.
And what is your zip code?
36081.
That's going to be 209 Carver Drive, Troy, Alabama, 36081. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No, it's the same.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
And what is your telephone number?
404-200-7935.
404-200-7935.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your email address?
Kaylin4310@gmail.com.
Okay, that's going to be Kaylin4340@gmail.com. Is that correct?
4310.
My apology. Let me change this for you. Kaylin4310@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Your mailing address is 209 Carver Drive, Troy, Alabama, 36081. Is that correct?
That's right.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. In which other foreign cities have you attended college? Is it Detroit? Is it Itabena? Is it Portland? Is it Syracuse? Or is it none of the above?
What did you say?
In which other foreign cities have you attended college? Is it Detroit? Is it Itabena? Is it Portland? Is it Syracuse? Or is it none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay, thank you. Which other foreign addresses have you ever been associated with? Is it 1205 Smithfield Road East? Is it 1724 North McKinnon Street? Is it 212B Dale Drive? Is it 55 Uden Way? Or had never been associated with any of these addresses?
The 212B Dale Drive, I'll say there.
In which other foreign cities does John Pritchett currently live for own property? Is it Athens, Alabama? Is it Jasper, Alabama? Is it Montgomery, Alabama? Is it Wetumpka, Alabama? Or is it none of the above? Or I'm not familiar with this person?
Wetumpka, Alabama.
Okay, thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am, I didn't.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama where a employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
When was the last day you worked?
July 20th.
And that's going to be 2022?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Have I been able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
How many miles, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Can you just make up something? Cause I don't even know.
It's 30 miles, okay?
That's fine.
Okay, thank you. What is the lowest hourly wage you will sell?
What is the lowest what?
What's the lowest hourly wage you will sell?
Oh, $12 an hour.
Okay, thank you. Do you attain work exclusively through a union? How you know? Are you in a union?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Okay, thank you. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What is your job title and description?
Customer service at Walmart.
Okay, you said customer service at Walmart?
Yes.
What's your job description when you're interacting with the customers to provide information in response to inquiries about products and services and to handle and resolve complaints? Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
What is the name of your employer? It's a Walmart Associate Incorporation.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What is your employer phone number?
334-566-8012.
334-566-8012.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your employment start date?
April 25th, 2017.
When was the last day that you worked?
The 20th of this month.
Okay, thank you. What city and state the work was performed in?
Troy, Alabama.
Did you receive any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Did I receive what?
Did you receive any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Is this your separating employer, your last employment?
Is it my last job?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Why are you no longer working?
I quit because of the management.
Did you voluntarily quit?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What is the name and the title of the person you advised you was quitting?
David. I don't know his last name.
Was he your manager, your supervisor, the HR?
He's the store manager.
What date did you give notice of quitting?
Tuesday, 26th of this month.
Okay, thank you. What was the final incident that caused you to quit?
You just quit management. Job not going good.
Okay, thank you. And that's going to be because of management, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
What did you try to do to resolve the problem prior to quitting?
I tried to talk to somebody over him, but it didn't work.
Okay, you said you tried to talk to someone over him, but it did not work. Is that correct?
Yes.
If quit for health reasons, did your doctor advise you to quit?
No.
Okay, thank you. Do your letter have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Do what?
Do you want like 10% coming out your unemployment every week for federal income tax?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your temporary PIN number?
1 second.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm reading.
Your temporary PIN number is 9997.
9997.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay, I got it.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain active Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/posting and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification, either by telephone or internet or next week. An information bulletin will be mailed to you. This bulletin explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to file an instruction listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
Yes, ma'am. I got one question. So
yes,
do I
ma'am.
Go online? do it, or do I call every time? Which one?
You can either do it by phone or by internet. Did you want to write down the number just in case?
Is this the number that I call?
No, ma'am. Did you want to write down the number to the weekly certification?
Now, what is it?
It's 1-800-752.
Okay.
7389.
Okay. And I call this number, you said, every week?
Yes, ma'am. Every Sunday you should be able to file your weekly certification.
So I can call this Sunday, or I need to start next Sunday?
You have to be able to start this Sunday.
And I call any time or a certain
before,
time?
Before 5 p.m.
Okay. Okay. I think this should be easy.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you so much for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, ma'am.
Thank you. You too.
You are more than welcome, and thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.